Literature 6, Great Expectations by Charles Dickens. Exercise 2.
Our featured author on today's show is English writer and social critic Charles Dickens. Emma Wakeley is here to tell us about one of Dickens's most famous novels, Great Expectations. Emma, most of Dickens's writing reflects the period in which he lived, the Industrial Revolution. Would you say this is also true of Great Expectations?
Well, there are no references to conditions in the factories as such, but the novel is set in the period from 1812 to 1840, when the Industrial Revolution was already in full swing. One of its main themes is the social divide, the gulf between the rich and the poor in society, which leads on to the idea of social mobility and the possibility of rising through the class system.
Before we go any further, tell us a bit about the plot.
Great Expectations is the story of an orphan called Pip. At the start of the novel, he lives with his sister and her kind-hearted husband Joe, a blacksmith. Pip is destined to become Joe's apprentice, but a number of unexpected events occur to cut short his apprenticeship. First, Pip is ordered to go to the house of Miss Havisham, a wealthy and eccentric spinster. Here he must play with Estella, Miss Havisham's adopted daughter. Later, a mysterious benefactor provides Pip with the means to travel to London and be educated as a gentleman. The rest of the story explores what happens to him in London and leads up to the revelation of who Pip's mysterious benefactor is.
Emma, why was Dickens so concerned with poverty and social mobility?
Basically, because he had had plenty of experience with these issues himself. Dickens's own family was quite hard up. In fact, his father was imprisoned for debt when Dickens was 12. His mother moved the rest of the family into jail with her husband. But as the oldest boy, Dickens was expected to leave school and work in a factory for 10 hours a day to support them. Fortunately, Dickens's father received a family inheritance after 3 months that allowed him to pay off his debts and leave prison, so Dickens could go back to school. But this was a dark period in Dickens's life, and it opened his eyes to the harsh conditions endured by workers in factories during the Industrial Revolution.
Could we say that Great Expectations is an autobiographical novel, then?
No, not really, although it most definitely includes elements from Dickens's life. Pip was born in the same year as Dickens and was brought up in the same rural area, that's Kent in the southeast of England. Pip resented his job as a blacksmith, in the same way as Dickens hated working in the factory when his father was in jail. Both had the experience of leaving the countryside to live in the capital, with all the new impressions that must have brought with it. So Pip has several things in common with Dickens, but really, he's a different person.
Emma Wakeley, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.